listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Hello.
We are in week three of Guido Appreciation Month.
Woo! RSVP is big toe.
Oh.
And I really heard it.
Happy Rex Manning Day to everyone. It is Rex Manning Day today. Sorry. Sorry, you hate Empire Records so much.
Yeah. It
was an eclipse day.
It's literally the worst movie that's based in Delaware. And that includes Fight Club.
It was an eclipse day. The eclipse happened.
And everyone's over. Still here and so far.
We're all still
except
alive.
For my big toe.
Except for your big toe.
It is there going to be like whales on the beach?
Whales? Why?
Yeah, like the craft. Like some kind of weird celestial event.
Oh, after they summon the god and then Nancy walks on water?
Yes.
There's supposed to be an earthquake in like Illinois, Missouri.
Illinois, Missouri? Like, no. There's a city in Missouri named Illinois? Or did you say Illinois or Missouri?
Yes.
Illinois or Missouri.
I mean, yeah, that these are all true things, or perhaps they're all lies. I don't know. There's really no
way. It's just science, man.
Well, we could just be lying right now?
Yeah, we could all just be lying right now.
Do you want to write with my...
Ancient astronaut theorist.
Blue pen.
Blue!
The pen is blue!
Oh,
God what damn an amazing pen is blue.
Segue. I'm just telling you. Tammy, what is your pick for Guido Appreciation Month?
Well, my pick for Guido Appreciation Month came out in 97. It's directed by Tom Shadyac, who also did Ace Ventura 1, Ace Ventura When Nature Calls,
it's just
The Nutty Professor.
It also sounds like a name that Jim Carrey would make up.
Tom Shadyac.
Like, yeah. He'd say it weirdly, too.
Like Mr. Chickadance?
So, yes. I think this movie will be the fourth movie that they have done together.
Okay.
Stars Jim Carrey, Maura Tierney. The little boy is Justin Cooper. I don't know if he ever did anything after his childhood acting. And Quad Pro Quo alum Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Anne Haney. We love her. The old lady, Greta.
Oh, the secretary.
We're going to talk about one of Guido's favorite childhood actors, Jim Carrey, in Liar Liar.
Fletcher Reed was climbing the ladder of success.
You're the victim here. Driven into the arms of another man.
Seven.
Yeah, whatever.
One lie.
Tell him it's in the mail.
I ran out of gas.
You're losing a little weight.
At a time.
The true victim is my client.
Put yourself in his shoes for a moment. You're walking from church when suddenly you encounter
pouncing from the shadows.
But what made him a successful lawyer?
Your ex-wife called.
I have to go to court this afternoon.
Fletcher, it's his birthday.
Also made him an unpredictable father.
He said he was going to be here. He promised.
Until one day, his son decided to make an honest man out of him.
I wish that for only one day, Dad couldn't tell a lie.
Yeah, so Guido was obsessed, still is, obsessed with Jim Carrey movies because we are 90s kids.
True.
And we didn't understand half of the humor when they came out.
We understood most of Dumb and Dumber.
When did Liar Liar come out?
1997.
Oh, yeah, he did Dumb and Dumber, too. Yeah, this came out in 97, so Ace Ventura, The Mask, and Dumb and Dumber all came out in 94.
He had a hell of a year.
Isn't that crazy?
My dad took us to see Ace Ventura in the theaters. So I was 10.
You found Captain Winky with your dad?
I was 10, which means Kyle would have been 6. And my dad took us to see it.
That's wildly inappropriate.
Oh, you mean like the aggressive blowjob scene in the beginning? Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't get that, though.
There must be some way I can repay you.
I didn't understand any of it.
Yeah.
The Mr. Winky thing, I thought it was poop.
Yeah. That cock and balls
too.
Definitely look like poop.
I thought it was poop. Like he had a load in his pants. Like I didn't know.
It's a hell of a load.
She had a load in her pants.
Sorry. Yes.
Imagine like it's tucked back there and she still had all that back there.
I mean, I explained to you guys the art of tucking when we were watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, it involves tape.
It involves duct tape.
Yes.
And you guys thought you could maybe, you know, make your millions creating a tape for drag queens.
Shh.
That wouldn't
we
hurt.
Can't, no, 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 no. People are gonna. We're still incubating the idea.
Okay. Yeah.
But Tuck Tape is coming out.
We have tens of listeners. They could steal that idea from us.
Very true.
Yes. So he was in Living Color from 90 to 94.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Fire Marshal Bill was his most famous character, and then his like big debut was The Mask, followed by Ace Ventura, and then Dumb and Dumber. So that was like the high. Then he did Batman in 95.
Right.
Then he did In Nature Calls.
Yeah, that was pretty much
95.
I thought he said after that he was done doing sequels, but, you know, I guess he needs money now, so he did Dumb and Dumber 2.
I think he may have done Jackass, that because his daughter Jackass. Was
Kick-ass.
In it.
Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but he said he wasn't...
He's a kid?
He backtracked and
he
said...
He has a kid, yeah.
Really?
One. With the second wife, Melissa Carey.
I used to watch this movie with him...
On Man on the Moon.
Oh. I used to watch this movie with him Once Bitten, where he's a vampire. It's from, like, the late 80s. And it's him, it's Cleavon Little from Blazing Saddles and Lauren Hutton. And it's like an 80s sex comedy, but with vampires. He's so good in it. He's so young in it. Like,
and then who could also forget the god-awful piece of shit, Earth Girls Are Easy.
Earth Girls Are
with
Easy.
Him. That was probably from their In Living Color days, because it was him and
one of the Wayans brothers.
One of the Wayans brothers.
Damon Wayans.
Yes.
And, oh, my goodness.
Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis.
It was a very good movie.
He has a small part in Peggy Sue Got Married as well. Which he's kind of like the same kind of like goofball sort of guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Mm, it is known.
Oh, that's nice.
And then he did Cable Guy and then Liar Liar.
Oh, okay.
And after he did Cable Guy, he was like, I want to play a character where I can have my own hair and my own regular look.
Nobody messes
with the
dude.
And wear like regular clothes. So he took... this part of Fletcher Reed.
Yeah, but you got to be a piece of shit.
Yeah. And then he started getting like real serious after that.
He did
The Truman Show and Simon Birch.
Oh,
Man on the Moon.
Truman Show is amazing.
I love The Truman Show as well.
I like Man on the Moon too. I think it's beautiful. I think it's a beautiful biopic.
You don't like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Never seen it.
I would like to have the plot of the movie done to me, where certain periods of Jim Carrey's career and watching his movies are erased from my brain, like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, not the number, what is it? Number 27?
The number 23.
I stopped writing down the movies he was in after Bruce Almighty. That was in 2003.
Oh, God.
That was good. Man was good.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Shut up.
Yes Man was maybe a 3-star in the 2000s.
I've never seen that.
Maybe if Yes Man came out in his heyday in the 90s, like when this and all the other stuff came out, then yeah, maybe. But like... This was his member berries. Where he's like, remember when I used to do funny faces? Remember when I did stupid voices? Remember weird concept movies I'd do? I remember.
That just hates Jim Carrey.
It was a good movie to boost up Bradley Cooper in his early career.
Was he in that?
Yes.
Oh.
I think so.
I mean, again, yeah? I don't need Jim Carrey anymore because I have him living next door. Because, as I've said before, it's just him.
You're welcome. You're right. Welcome, really.
But with more cursing and bafangu.
Uh-huh.
Every time I come home, you go, hey, what's up, dickhead? And I gotta go, hey, moron.
Well, that's your grumpy old men bit.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, so I picked this movie for Guido because Jim Carrey was such a big piece of his childhood and a big piece of a lot of our day-to-day communication. So let's go around the room. I'm sure everyone has seen it. But what did you think when I picked it? Matt.
Yes, of course, I have seen this movie before. I don't think I've seen this movie since I was a kid. I was just hoping that it held up to when I watched it as a kid. We'll keep...
we'll
go back
tuned.
To it. Yeah, stay tuned.
That's a great movie.
Allie?
Yes, I had seen it. I hadn't seen it in a while, though. But I used to watch... I feel like I used to watch... My dad... also loves Jim Carrey and especially loves these older Jim Carrey movies. So we used to watch it a lot. He especially loves the bloopers at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And he loves Swoozie Kurtz, who plays the other attorney. Like, he's always loved Swoozie Kurtz. So we used to watch this up quite a bit, but I haven't seen it in a while, so I was excited to watch it again.
And Guido, what did you think?
I've seen it like 100 times, and I was looking forward to, you know, to watching it again. And those blooper reels, I'm telling you, the director, which is their fourth movie together, so he just figured it out, and he's like, we're just going to keep the camera rolling all the time.
It's so funny.
Well, a lot of his stuff is improv, so they just collect as much as they can.
All right.
Buckle up, assholes.
I was going to say, don't lie to us.
That was one time.
No. All right, so we start off with this cute little scene of kiddos in the classroom in kindergarten talking about their parents' jobs, which we all know is like the most exciting thing ever.
Who's your daddy? What does he do? My dad drinks a lot. What
was it? Boys Wait. Have penises. Oh, wrong movie.
Yeah, wrong movie. Wrong movie. This is Guido Appreciation Month.
So we get to Max, and he's like, my dad's a liar. He goes to court, and he talks a liar? To a judge.
What? You need a lawyer.
Same thing.
You know what? He's definitely not. He's not a barber because of your fucking bowl cut, kid.
Oh, I know. So he plays Max. And then we have...
You don't hear a lot of kids named Max these days. Because
their name's reserved for puppies.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it the name of the dog in The Grinch? Which yes. Jim Carrey's also in.
Oh.
Right.
So we cut to meeting his daddy, Mr. Fletcher Reed. And these names are, like, really unique, but very, like...
White.
Vanilla white American people. Like, his mom's name is Audrey.
Fletcher's
more of like a golden retriever name.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know?
Sounds like a douchey fraternity guy. It sounds like a
douchey guy.
Remember in like Pretty in Pink where Ducky says, Blaine? It's not a name. It's a major appliance. That's what Fletcher sounds like to me.
Fletcher.
I mean, you might want to watch out. We are in Eagles territory and Fletcher Cox is a legend around here.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No.
It's still
He's
like,
the good Eagle. Be nice.
Okay, well. He can still have a bad name.
So Fletcher wins his court case and he's bragging about it. And we start to be introduced to his character, who is a pathological liar. He thinks it's all in good fun, or it's to protect people's feelings. Like, he lies to the very dirty, what we assume to be a homeless man on the...
Unhoused
person.
Oh.
On the court steps, and he goes, oh, I'm all out of change. Sorry.
He's living a plastic life. Yeah. Okay. Everything's charge card. It's cashless.
Also, you don't talk. You just walk right by him unless you're Matt's dad.
You don't even want to acknowledge your existence.
What happened to you, ma'am? Where have you been? Where do you live now? But then not give them anything. His entire life story.
Tammy, do you remember when we left the aquarium as a family and there was that unhoused fella and he just had this little kitten?
Yes, and the kids wanted to pet the kitten.
Yeah,
the
I was like, oh, this is dirty pool, man.
Yeah.
Well, they always get me if they have like a dog. I feel terrible.
Yep.
So then he goes into work, and he's bragging about his win, and we get to meet a bunch of people that he works with as he walks in. Why am I not remembering this part correctly? I know he goes into the office.
We just get more of
lies. Yeah, just examples of lies.
Yeah, there's a lady with the bad hair. Yeah, but there's a guy with the zit on his face.
No, but that's later. Fat guy.
It happens this time when he does the... She's like, is it too much? And he's like, oh, well, you know.
He lies, and then we see him again when he... isn't able to lie, and he says the real thing. So he goes,
are you losing weight there, fella? And he goes, I think so.
Look, I have it written down here.
I don't know why you're having trouble then.
Unfuck your notes, girl.
He leaves the office, and he goes to pick up his kid, Max, who's sitting on the doorstep, sad because his dad is late.
Not a great guy.
No.
Audrey, the teacher, is sitting there with him. That's his wife, ex-wife, really, who is played by...
Maura Tierney.
And what else is she in?
ER, speaking of ER.
ER. Oh.
She was on The Affair.
She is.
She's been in a lot of... Isn't she like a nominated actor?
She won for The Affair. For yeah, she's very... She's been around a long time. She was on ER from like season...
But yeah, she like a lot...
Six till
like
the end, basically.
Yeah, like
was
a lot of like a lot of TV.
George Clooney?
No. George Clooney left right before she came on, but she did end up marrying
Goran
Vishnik, the hot Croatian guy, and they have a kid on that show.
What guy?
Goran Vishnik.
Did you see that stupid Hellraiser remake?
He's also in Practical Magic. He's the abusive boyfriend of Nicole Kidman.
I like that stupid Hellraiser remake.
You just hate sequels, man.
And you remakes. You just like it because the Cenobites had tits.
That's a huge plus. I'm not going to lie. It's a huge plus.
So we meet the Claw.
The Claw. This is how I stubbed my toe today. I was chasing Vincent with the Claw, and then I kicked the ottoman across the room.
Yes.
Well, that ottoman is a hazard, so.
Yes, it is. I hate it. Can we get rid of it?
No, we can't.
No, it's got storage in it.
It's a major feature of the room.
There's so much room.
It really ties the room together.
It doesn't. I wish we could get a rug, but we can't.
I wish it would tie my fucking toe together.
So he lies again. He says his car runs out of gas. They have to remind him like 6 times that it's Max's birthday. And he's supposed to take Max to wrestling tonight.
He's a nice car, too, doesn't he?
He's a Mercedes. It's a Benz.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
I think it's an SLK.
A bunch of banter back and forth between exes about how he was a cheater during their relationship, or he was having much more sex than I was.
She's a great play off. Mm-hmm. She plays off him very well.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes off, and I mean, like, you're trying, like, I remember when we were watching this as a kid, you were like, Boo
Mark.
She's mean.
Yeah.
He's the fun guy because he does the silly voices and the Claw. But now I'm like, man, he was a cheating bastard. How the fuck are you going to cheat on Mara Tierney like that? I know,
she's great.
Yeah, see, when we watched it, we were Max. And now it's like...
Now we're Jerry.
Oh, God, hey, no, we're not.
Hey there, Gipper.
So the boyfriend, whose name is Jerry Fletcher and Audrey. And he's in a lot of stuff, too.
Say hi to Andre the Giant for me.
His name is Cary Elwes.
Yep.
He was in Saw.
He's in The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride.
Most importantly,
He's in Princess Robin Bride. Hood, Men in Tights.
Yes.
He's also in Stranger Things.
Men in Tights. Stranger Things.
And he's doing one of the most... Because you know how, like, we're terrible... We've been told we're terrible with doing accents for places that we're not from. But him, with his, like, uber... I'm the whitest American person that you've ever met.
He is.
Hello.
He is.
I'm Cary. It's the Claw. Good. Hey there, Gipper.
Hey, Gipper. Hey, you got time to throw a few?
Yeah, he's like a 1950s like dad.
Yeah, he's like, we need you to play a square.
He's like, we need you to play Ward Cleaver. All right?
Yes, exactly.
Fletcher calls him Magoo.
Yeah. He's
if Tidy Whitey's was a person.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one thing that, like, I ended up still siding with as a kid that I did with an adult. I'm like, yeah, that guy's just weird.
Yeah,
like,
he's really good at being unlikable.
He's just like, but he's so nice, though. He's like fucking Flanders. He's like.
Don't say Flanders. We like Flanders.
He is live action Flanders. All right.
Oogly doogly.
Yep.
So Fletcher takes Max. He has to stop at the office for a bit. Greta has a gift for Max. His boss walks by and he says, and tell them about my win today. And Miranda, his boss, is like, are you busy tonight? Something just came up. And he...
Why does she have a smoky voice?
No.
You're like, Miranda.
I was saying it like Steve from Sex and the City. Miranda. Uh-huh. Will you marry me, Miranda? Sorry.
So he can't go to wrestling, and he disappoints Max again.
Yeah, because he gets the new case, because Miranda was, like, trying to find somebody for this high-profile case for the firm, but everybody else is like, I won't lie.
Mm-hmm. But and she's like, I know someone that will.
The most unrealistic part of this movie is that you can find a lawyer who won't lie.
That's their job, right?
Yeah.
Great.
So we cut to Jerry and Audrey at dinner, and Jerry is moving to Boston, and he asks Audrey to marry him.
He's like, I'm already from there, because I'm from Connecticut, the whitest person ever.
Coincidentally, that is where Maura Tierney's character from ER moves at the end of ER. She moves to Boston.
It's the same universe. It's so clear.
Oh, my gosh.
I love Max. You love Max. It's right. It fits.
Where do they live now? Like, L.A.?
L.A., right? Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So she has the guilt. She's like, I can't take Max away from his daddy.
Yeah.
For sure.
You'd have to get that, like, approved, wouldn't you? You can't just do that shit, can you?
Yeah, it would have to be like...
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer, exactly.
He would take that kid. Not really.
And he'd try.
Fletcher spent all night researching for this case. And they wake up in the office. Max is there. It's his birthday. He gets his birthday presents. Audrey and Jerry pick Max up and take him out to go play baseball. And he's like, you guys remember, you struck the child. Did you see that?
Do you guys remember? Do you guys remember the name, the names of the names of the baseball players that he mentioned?
Jose Canseco. Yeah,
Jose Canseco was still a household wholesome name at the time.
Movie dated.
Yeah. Oh, I forget. Oh, who was it? Nomo Matsui or something? I forget. Mm. Yeah.
And he was like, Jerry, enjoy my wife.
Hey, oh,
God.
And then that face he makes just turns into a a grimace.
Jerry's like in bed.
You ever see a dead fish move?
I'm thrusting. You're feeling. It just makes sense.
Ew.
No.
And then it is,
I mean, they've been together for 7 months.
I bet what his foreplay is, here comes the claw.
Only missionary. That's it.
Ooh. Are you asking me to come here or with your finger?
No.
Or?
I'm assuming fingering.
Interesting.
Meanwhile, back when Jim Carrey was there, he was doing the claw. He had
a fist.
He had the whole hand in there. Just.
You're so gross, man.
Gross.
Maybe Jennifer Tilly likes that because she's in the next scene.
Amazing.
Stuff her like a Thanksgiving turkey. Quid pro
quo alum, Jennifer Tilly.
This time her voice has been hindered by
Marvel. The corset she wears?
It's a curtain made into.
I feel. Oh, suit. This suit is awful.
I'm sorry.
She definitely looks like furniture.
I'm sorry. When has Jennifer Tilly ever been in a movie where she wasn't wearing something god awful or tacky?
Oh wait, this
like
looks
that?
Like a couch.
The fucking ghost, the horny ghost movie we just watched.
Yeah, you're welcome.
She was looking nice.
She has big boobies.
Well,
they're not
huge.
In that movie, but they're huge here.
Yes. Her lingerie was nice in that, but her outfit was still god-awful.
Well, it was the 80s. That at least was an excuse.
Her bosom is 130 pounds in this movie.
And she's like a short blonde, like pixie cut, kind of.
So she is getting a divorce. Her husband's getting a divorce from her because she has had 7 affairs.
Seven
different men. And Fletcher actually turns the tables and makes her feel like she's the victim here. And he goes on and says things about Tina Turner, Rolling on the River.
It's a good lawyer.
Strong, independent woman.
Yeah, he's getting her all pumped up because she was sitting there like, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, she's being nice. And he's like, no, let's take it to the next level. So he really sells it. Miranda is impressed. And Jennifer Tilly goes over to Fletcher and she grabs his little tush and says, thank you.
That's harassment.
Yes, it is. And not when you're getting paid by the hour, though.
Not when you look like Jennifer Tilly.
And also, can't make that today.
Yeah, guys just want you to do it to them. I learned it from our former president.
Ugh.
No, it's okay. When you're famous, they want you to do it.
Oh. They dudes want you to goose them if you're a famous person?
I mean, whatever you're into.
So Miranda's so impressed by his performance that she wants to do him right there in his office.
She's turned on.
So she literally rides him.
Do you think she was married to Stephen Toast at the time?
I cannot believe that's his ex-wife.
That's the same. Show. Like, you remember Toast of London? That's his ex. That's Stephen's ex-wife.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
We watched it like the first year we went to the Poconos. We watched Stephen Toast. And it's Matt Berry, and he just plays this, like, ridiculous British.
I'm Stephen Toast.
It's, like, the best show. But he has, like, an ex-wife, and that's Miranda.
Oh.
My balls are about to fizz. Yeah.
Okay.
New York City.
So we're at Max's birthday party, and guess what? There's no Fletcher.
There is a weird serial killer-esque clown there that's doing, like, the song where he's just like, happy, 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 happy.
He gets a lot of screen time, that guy.
Like, he doesn't stop.
Do all kids like clowns at a certain age?
No.
I feel like it's the go-to in movies like this.
I feel like it was the 90s,
mid-90s?
Maybe. I don't feel like there's clowns like that nowadays.
Because in the 80s, kids.
Now it's like creepy.
Like, there used to be magicians, too.
Because in the 80s, kids hated clowns, made them want to puke.
Yeah, I had Ninja Turtles.
I don't think we ever had anyone, like, but did you ever have someone come to your birthday party like
Ninja
that?
Ninja Turtles.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never did.
And I got to be the blue one, and no one else could be the blue one, only I could be the blue one. That was my favorite day of days.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, I remember going to McDonald's and, like, Ronald McDonald, but, like,
yeah,
that was it.
So at Max's birthday party, he finds out his dad's not going to be there, and he promises he's going to pick him up from school. And Max is sad. So he wishes on his birthday cake that his dad cannot tell a lie for 24 hours.
Little shit. Doesn't have any idea what he's doing.
Oh, is he only for 24 hours?
Yeah. And at 8:15, he blew out the candles.
For
and
one then, day, right? So
Yeah.
And it's the dumbest thing to waste away. Like,
well,
it's a child. Well, who could also be a dog.
I mean, next year, he wishes for roller skates. Why didn't he wish for something more materialistic?
Well, he was sad at the moment.
He was sad. And he knows how much his dad lies.
I know what you're thinking, dude. The next time, he'd be like, $1 billion.
When that happy clown was there singing happy.
Okay.
30 times.
So
happy.
The first scene of the truth was after him and Miranda finished. And she goes, that was magnificent. What did you think? And he says,
I've had better.
Do people actually ask that question?
I guess she does.
I mean, she's constantly looking for validation. Yeah.
Because she's not getting it from her husband, famous actor Stephen Toast.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen his Muppet cock and balls on the screen.
So then he gets slapped in the face and kicked out of her office. And he goes home, showers, changes, and basically goes
Well, technically, what she did is sexual harassment as well.
Yeah, she's in a place raped him, basically.
Well, she's in a place of power, so therefore he's not able to say no, so it's absolutely...
Do they call that sex trapment?
It's the plot of the Demi Moore Michael Douglas movie Disclosure. Just putting that out there.
Yeah,
yet another gross movie where they try to make Michael Douglas sexy.
My little girl.
I mean, that's how he got sick, by being sexy. Just saying.
Stop. No. Nope.
Cunnilingus.
So then Fletcher runs into this beautiful young woman in the elevator as he's going back to court that he notices how...
She's so smart.
Smart.
She's so talented.
And nice she truly is.
She looks wonderful. Like, she looks like a really nice person.
She was in softcore porn.
Was she?
Yeah, because I used to watch it when I was
younger. G-String Divas.
She was gorgeous. I mean, she is gorgeous.
Whatever HBO had on.
So gorgeous, but she real was definitely sex. On, like, softcore porn, yeah.
She had some tig old bitties.
They were, Mm-hmm.
They were huge.
Yeah.
You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Mama.
I guarantee you, is that his foreplay? This mama.
No.
So then he's just shocked.
I'm very assertive.
And he gets into court, and he meets Dana, and he meets Mr. Cole, and Jennifer Tilly is there, Mrs. Cole, and they have exchange of words. Then we meet the judge.
Is that literally the only outfit she has? Because, yes, I know...
No, this is a different... So that was a couch. Now we have curtains.
Oh, Jennifer Tilly?
Yeah.
It's a 90s trope.
It's just... It's basically just like... It's like a suit, but with nothing underneath it. So she's just wearing a jacket and a mini skirt.
And boobies.
Who's running
and
the...
boobs!
Who's running the department that dresses these people? It's like, listen, we don't have any clothes, but we do have these couch cushions.
But it's supposed to show like how fucking she's tacky. She's tacky.
Excuse me,
And she's married to a guy who's like older than her.
Excuse me, Mrs. Cole, you appear to have two bald men fighting in your
shirt.
She's
basically
right now.
Like what like Danielle from Real Housewives of New Jersey like modeled herself after.
Nouveau Riche Whiskey Tango.
Like wearing like head to toe Versace where it says Versace on everything so that people know that you're wearing Versace.
Thanks. It's Versace.
She was channeling a woman that only lifted weights by wearing gold bracelets, basically.
Yes.
Is what I read.
Oh, like that was her work. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm.
Gold digging whore.
I didn't know that Jennifer Tilly was such a
she's very
method actress.
So I know,
method.
Right?
She's a great actor.
No, I'm not debating that, but just the...
I don't know. It sounds like you're saying something about it.
She's been around for a long time. She has a storied career, okay?
She's very talented.
She has a very storied career. Yes. Bride of Chucky has a very storied career.
That was a good movie.
Sorry, she wants to have fun.
So
Fletcher hears that she will not settle for $2.4 million, and he screams, settle. And she's like, no, you said it. I'm the victim. So we can't settle, so we're going to come back in the afternoon.
I really, really need a continuance.
So then we get another continuation of truths. He farts in the elevator. He makes fun of his office mate's clothes, hair, size, color, frequency of bowel movements.
Hey, what's up? Your cholesterol, fatty.
Whatever distracts you from your face.
Yes. And then he runs into the office as Greta's trying to talk to him. And he's like, la, 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 la. And this is the scene where he is trying to tell a lie by saying the pen is black when the pen is actually
red. No, the pen is red.
The pen is red.
But the pen is,
but
the
it's
pen
blue.
Is blue.
Royal blue, not red.
And then the pen turns on him at one point.
Yes. The pen has a mind of its own.
Yeah, and starts writing blue on his face.
Yeah, it goes from liar, liar and becomes...
it's the claw, man.
The Evil Dead.
Yes, like, it's very like, Evil Dead.
But it's still you doing it, Jim.
No,
you
it's the claw.
You can stop.
The only defense against, or offense for that matter, against the claw is sub-zero temperatures. He said it.
So then he says he's going to pick up his son. He calls Audrey and he's like, Audrey tells him about Boston and about wanting to take Max. And he's like, no, don't leave your house. I'm coming to talk to you about it.
I was waiting for that.
And then he sees Miranda and he runs down 21 flights of stairs to get to his car and then races around Los Angeles.
Yeah, and he's hauling ass. Running red lights.
And he goes to the elevator and opens up and he's like, holy hell!
Yeah. Holy hell, yeah. He almost runs it right into his boss and he's just like,
oh, it's so funny.
Can't handle it, takes the stairs.
Oh my gosh. His reaction is so insane. Yeah.
So the cop pulls him over. He asks him why he thinks he pulled him over.
You know why I pulled you over?
Depends on how long you were following me.
Why don't we just take it from the top?
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding!
Is that all?
No.
I have unpaid parking tickets. Be gentle.
So his car gets impounded. He takes a taxi to Audrey's house. He's late again. She asks him where his car is. She helps him go get his car out of the impound. He has another fit with the guy at the impound because he scratched his car.
Oh, yeah? Where?
Right here.
You're just going to do this. You do show up.
That was already there.
You've been here before.
You know what I'm going to do about it? Nothing.
I'm just gonna piss and moan.
They're taking us to false claims court. You won't show up anyway.
So what I'm gonna do is piss and moan like an imp in a church. So he talks to Audrey about why they can't go to Boston, and then he admits to Audrey that he's a bad father, and he realizes, oh my gosh,
because he said the truth.
I can only tell the truth. Audrey told him the wish, and he's like, I can only tell the truth. It must be true. So now he's determined that he's going to go meet Max and have him unwish the wish so that he can lie for his court case.
At least he brought a new cake, you know?
Do you think it was an ice cream cake?
I hope he had no foresight and actually got an ice cream cake. I really hope he put a melting cake in his Mercedes.
Because you see him
smash it. It was impounded. Oh, no, he got it out. That's right.
Because you see him smash it and it doesn't look like it's ice cream.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So he gets to school. He asks him to unwish him. He tries, but it doesn't work because Max says, well, I really meant it yesterday and I don't want you to lie to me today. And he's trying to rationalize with this little five-year-old on why he has to lie.
I need to be able to lie a little bit.
Look, bowl cut.
Everyone lies. Even the wonderful Jerry lies. But nobody makes me feel bad.
What do you think Jerry lies about? I think he's actually like a serial killer.
Probably.
That's what he's like.
In that movie Kiss the Girls.
Well, that's why they're moving. He ran out of room for the bodies.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Well, yeah, he calls all of his future victims Gipper.
Ugh. Oh, no. It's another victim of the Gipper.
So after that, he's devastated, goes back to the office until he has to go back to court at 2:15. But in the meantime, he hangs out with Greta in his office. Greta says, there's somebody that you previously defended and they've robbed a store at gunpoint. And he takes the phone and he's like, stop breaking the law, asshole. Which is like a famous quintessential line from this movie. One.
Yes.
I feel like you yell that at least like once.
You've driven around here, man. No one uses a goddamn fucking turn signal. It's insane.
It's very true.
So Greta meets him in his office and she's basically like, what the fuck is up with you? Like, why are you telling... He's like, I can't lie. So then she tests him, and he tells her the truth, and she quits. He's begging her on his knees on a $900 suit to not quit. He says some more truths, and she gives him the finger, and she stomps out like a badass bitch she is.
Would you say, that watch you got me from Tiffany's?
Garage sale.
Garage sale marked down from Ken.
And that was the last straw. She was out. She was out right after that.
Yeah.
No, because the thing is, she was like, my friend had a burglar break into her house, and he fell through her skylight onto a kitchen knife on the counter. The burglar sued my friend and had to pay him $6,000. And then Jim Carrey's like, she's like, is that justice? He's like, no, it's not justice. I would have gotten him 10.
I would have gotten him 10.
And that was actually a real court case.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah. So back at court, Mrs. Cole brings her kids for sympathy. The private investigator brings photos, or doesn't have photos, but he brings an audio recording of Mrs. Cole.
It's a good part.
With said lover.
Was it Peter Gallagher?
No.
Damn it.
No. He was just this 6.5-foot Adonis looking fella. It's just like.
You mean Arnold stand-in. He looks like they used him for like Arnold like movies for like lighting and stuff.
A little bit.
It's a giant 90s Chad.
So he's basically everything that you could possibly do to admit that this is Mrs. Cole on the tape happens.
Oh yeah.
Like she says you're a much better lover than my husband. Like it's just screaming. Like,
how do we know that's her on the sex. Tape?
Oh my gosh.
And then Dana.
Come on!
The other
lawyer. It's detrimental
lawyer,
to my case!
And then he says he has to go pee, and he beats the shit out of himself in the bathroom.
Yeah, he was a bad boy.
Which he did that whole scene, like, for real.
Crazy.
I'm kicking my own ass. Do you mind?
Who did this? A madman, Your Honor.
Gangly teeth.
Yeah. He describes himself. And then he gets a short recess.
Yes.
And then the judge gives him an out. He goes, do you think you can move forward? And he's like, yes, I can.
Yes.
Poor guy can't lie.
Dollar Tree James Earl Jones gives him a reprieve.
So Kenneth Falk is the name of the man on the tape. The tall, tan, built, muscular man.
The plugger.
And
she's the pluggy.
So he basically badgers his own witness. And he finally, like, can't beat around the bush anymore. And he's like, you stuffed her like a Thanksgiving turkey, didn't you? Didn't you?
And he goes, all right, I humped her fucking brains out.
Make the noise. This
is our witness.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so bad. Mrs. Cole says, I want my money. I'm not going to be a 31-year-old divorcee on welfare. And he's like, oh, my gosh, she's a liar.
But it's also his loophole that he can use to win the case without lying.
The truth shall set you free. So she lied about her age on her driver's license.
Which makes all wedding licenses null and void, right?
Correct.
Because she was underage.
She's underage.
At the time.
She's underage.
So. Oh, so not only is she a whore, an infidelitous whore, but...
But doesn't that technically mean that they weren't married then
she's
either?
She's a liar.
Well, that's what I thought, too. Like, why would she still be eligible for half of the marital asset?
If they weren't legally married.
Yeah.
Is California a common law thing? So, like, at one point where they're together for a certain period of time?
There was no prenuptial agreement.
Yeah, but if there was no marriage, then that means she's not entitled to anything. I don't know. But that just...
Maybe, like, the age of consent is 17, but, like, still, like, legally, like, contractual agreements and blah, blah, blah. Well,
a marriage license is a contractual agreement.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So then Fletcher has, like, a guilty conscience and addresses the judge and says, like, he's, like, questioning the end of the court case, and he gets put into contempt. And he's like, I can't be put into contempt. I'm Jose Canseco. I have to meet my son.
I hold myself in contempt.
Why should you be any different?
He's got the feels bads.
So Fletcher goes to jail again. He is not going to meet Audrey and Max after school. So that is the moment that they were able to get two more flight tickets on the plane at the last possible second to go to Boston.
Well, you know.
A lot of people aren't going to Boston. Yeah. I mean, it's not the biggest city, remember?
We know from your Blown Away episode, yes.
So Fletcher calls right before they're about to leave the house. And he's like, come bail me out. And she's like, you're not doing this to us anymore. So Greta bails him out. Thank goodness she did, because then Fletcher gets to the airport, hides in someone else's luggage to get through security.
This is pre-9/11, so...
Hijacks a set of stairs.
Little lax at LAX.
And he is white, so...
Very true. I can't believe stairs can go that fast.
They're bolted to a truck, why not?
And then he, like, moves to... like elevate the stairs so that he can see into the plane as it's on the runway.
He says, it's okay. I'm a limo driver.
I was going to say,
that's a different movie.
Does he chase a plane in a different movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
Well, he doesn't chase a plane. He is running to the terminal in Dumb and Dumber.
And out the terminal onto the tarmac.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So the plane sees a shoe flying at the window. They said, oh, there's a wacko with a set of stairs. So we're going to stop the plane.
Meanwhile, Mara Tierney's like pounding back. Like,
yeah, she is. Yeah.
She's like, there's something on the wing. And he's thing.
Like, I love you. Thank you.
Oh, God.
That was cringe.
Yeah. Like the beigiest. That will always be cringe. Seen.
If somebody says thank you to your I love you. You need to cut loose.
And then she said, thank you very much after that.
That's because he's also just like, he's just looking at her like, I love you.
He's just a fucking like human-shaped bottle of Elmer's glue.
Yeah.
He's Magoo.
And then he tries to do the claw in the airport.
Oh, the Gipper's got the
so
claw.
So terrible.
Oh, it's the claw.
Stop.
Let me milk your prostate. This is what it looks like.
Stop.
You can also disimpact a bowel this way. You want the finger up, form a hook, turn 90 degrees, and pull out.
Audrey, I'm putting my finger inside you right now.
Shut
you like
up.
This?
Ah. Gross.
You like this?
You know, one of these days,
it just
I don't
want
to have to
sense.
Spit on it first.
Yeah.
So, Fletcher... crashes the stairs into a barricade or to like a
it's like the end of the runway. It's like the end of the runway.
And he flies and lands into a pile of luggage.
He hits two of the laundry or the luggage cars that are going
right.
around.
Yeah,
he
right,
was
right.
not wearing a seatbelt, Ken.
No.
So many people are now going to arrive at their destination
without
their luggage.
Yeah.
Because of this asshole and his inability to be a good father.
We've established he's not a great guy.
No. And he channeled his fire marshal Bill with the strap wrapped around his nose and his teeth.
Apparently you can see him in the background of the scene.
What do you mean? Fire Marshal Bill?
Yeah. So when all the firemen and policemen are on the tarmac and they're pulling him away and he's like, both my legs are broken. In the background, you can see him dressed as Fire Marshal Bill.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Roll the tape.
Yeah. Also, a nice hand that rocks the cradle there. Reference.
Both my legs are broken.
So he can't take me immediately to jail. So Fletcher, you know, has a little tender moment with Max. It's after 8:15, so he technically can lie, but he tells him how much he loves him and how sorry he is and how he's going to be a good dad. And Max is like...
This scene right here, for me, is better than any serious role Jim Carrey has done. Like, the range in...
He cried.
I still get a little choked up about it.
He cries every time.
When you watch this scene?
Just that scene.
Like
any other movie, I'm just like,
it's definitely not the concussion.
Yeah. His serious shit, I'm like, dude, no, just pack it up. You already did your serious part in Liar Liar and just move on. Aww. Go back to doing stupid faces.
Well, he gets to stay with his family. So
but
Audrey
Jerry
and Max
has to go to Boston.
He does.
One more claw fuck.
No.
Mm.
Well, she won't sit on his face. Maybe she'll sit on his hand.
Well, would you like to do butt stuff? 69?
Gross.
Well, 1 year later.
Trying to be John Leguizamo as Jerry.
1 year later, we're back at Max's birthday. It's just the three of them. The lights go out.
There's no clown.
He blows out the candles. And there may have been a little sneaky claw.
Oh.
In the dark.
Something else got blown?
He copped a feel.
Because when the lights turn back on, Audrey and Fletcher are kissing.
Max, bowl cut. Did you wish for your mom and I to get back together?
Yeah, no, every
lawyer.
I wish
for a better haircut.
Every lawyer needs a wife with low self-esteem, is what I've learned.
Oh.
What?
What? She forgave him for all of that bullshit? I don't. Come on.
Well, says it in the beginning of the movie. She says, you're not a bad father. You're just a bad
person.
You're like, you're a person that did bad things. And like, then after the whole incident, then he's changed his ways. And she must have forgiven him over the 365 days.
Everyone should have a path for redemption.
He should still be in jail for what he did.
Technically,
but he's a good lawyer.
But well, again, it's pre-9/11, dude.
But it's still a federal crime to fuck with an airport.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's fucking with the mail, but like, people fuck with the mail all the time.
He wasn't fucking with the mail. He was fucking with the airport. Well, I mean, that could still be considered.
At the very least, it would be very expensive.
Pre-9/11, that would still be an act of terrorism by hijacking a thing in the airport.
Yeah, this is true.
He did it because he loves his kid.
So, to wrap it up, this movie had a budget of $45 million, and worldwide it grossed $302.7 million.
Wow.
And who do you this I don't really truly believe on IMDb.
What?
Because there was like suggestions, you know, of who could have played Fletcher Reed other than Jim Carrey.
Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams.
It's always
was
Robin
fun,
Williams.
Yeah, okay.
But there was two others that I wanted to.
Who could have played him, or who was in consideration?
Who was in consideration? Yeah.
Martin Short.
1997. Tom Cruise.
John Travolta.
No, and no.
Nicolas Cage.
White hair.
White hair.
Steve Martin.
Okay. I could see that. I mean, it wouldn't be good, but
no.
I could see it.
That's not
and
Steve
then
Martin's fault.
The other one is not American.
Is it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Oh, it isn't.
Werner Herzog.
No. He's British.
Liam Neeson.
Nope.
Nature is brutal.
Who? It's one of your faves.
I like how you said he's British.
One of my faves?
And then you said Liam Neeson. When isn't Liam Neeson Irish?
Hugh Grant.
It would be so foppish.
I'm a terrible father. Oh, dear. Oh, Lord. I'm terribly sorry. I cannot tell a lie.
He is pretty clumsy. We'll say that.
He is very clumsy.
Yeah.
I was having sex with a prostitute in my car.
And then
he was giving her a ride home.
Yes, he was, in more way than one.
I also saw Stick something shift. That said that Jim Carrey declined the role of Dr. Evil to play in this movie.
I've heard that before.
Because he didn't want to dress up and be like a character like
I mean,
that,
I get
like
it.
I said in the beginning.
Well, thank God for that, because Mike Myers was better at it.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Who throws a shoe, honestly?
Honestly. And then he throws a shoe in the movie. I didn't talk about my favorite scene, because I skipped over it, but the scene when Miranda brings him into the office with all the partners.
Oh, he roasted
all of the partners. That's probably my favorite scene.
Simmons is old!
In Utah, you're the biggest brown nose I've ever seen! You've got your head so far up Mr. Allen's ass, I can't tell where you end and he begins!
Priceless!
Caused by gingivitis. You couldn't get a porn star off. Your hairpiece looks like something that was killed crossing the highway. I don't know whether to comb it or scrape it off with a shovel and bury it in the lawn. Loser! Idiot! Wimp! Degenerate!
All right, so shall we go around the room?
Sure.
Allison?
Oh, pass. Still funny. Does it age well? No, but again, as we were saying earlier, most comedies
in the 90s
don't. I don't really think it was that bad, to be honest with you. Like, what? The little butt touching and stuff like that? Like, yes. Totally. There's inappropriate. I don't think there's like, wait, there's nothing there was, like super like.
Oh, there was butt
Miranda
touching.
Miranda fucking raped him.
She,
let's be serious.
Yeah, I mean, Well, no, she just uses... Yeah, yes, absolutely, yes. But,
The boss is really riding me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, no means no, but you know what doesn't? No, stop it.
I thought I could make...
You're so bad.
No, what does he say?
That's a Bill Burr joke.
A partner like, so that I could make her squeal or something.
That I could make partner by making her squeal.
Yeah.
No, pass. It's still funny.
Matt?
Yeah, I still pass it, too. I mean, like I said earlier, like watching it now, as an, I'm like, holy shit, yeah, Jim Carrey is just an asshole in this movie. Like, he is a terrible father. But we're supposed to be like, oh, but the mom is keeping him away, and the Magoo guy.
It is kind of weird what you think is bad when you're younger, and then when you get older, you're like,
oh.
It's like now when you, like, watch... This is a bad example, but, like, you watch 500 Days of Summer. You're like, no, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, you're the asshole in this scenario. Yeah. Zooey Deschanel told you she didn't want a relationship. Get over yourself.
Yeah.
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 Now kiss.
Now kiss. Ooh, gross. So pass for Matt.
Yeah.
Guido.
Ultra mega pass. Like, I love this movie.
Aw.
And it taught little me... That if I could just get really good at lying, then I could probably get an extra chance or two. You know?
My gosh. When we started dating, Guido lied about everything. Do you remember that?
That's
Matt?
Why knowing like, me what? Was very exciting. I was a professional hot air balloon racer.
How is that fucking different from now?
He still does it now.
So now.
Do not.
So now.
Did you donate
I
your organs while you guys were together, too?
Yeah. No, I know your face now.
You know my face?
I know your lying face.
You don't know shit.
But like when we first started dating, you would lie about every fucking thing. It was just stupid shit. And then you'd forget that you lied about it. And then you'd have to like lie again and again and again and again and again. I can't even believe you had friends.
Keep a journal?
You'd like lie, like make yourself look better? Is that what it was?
No, he would not lie even. About like where he was.
Just like fun stuff.
Just fun shit. Just
no, you know what you would do? You would double book yourself.
Yeah.
And then you'd lie about where you were.
He still fucking does that.
Now I just tell them I double book myself. I'm sorry.
Also now he gets to do the whole like, cage.
No,
but that's an actual
I reached a point where... My core circle was just like, just tell us you triple book yourself. We know you do it. Just say it happened, and we won't give you shit for it. And I said, you promise?
And then we said,
and for the most part, it's worked out.
Or he says, ask my wife.
Well, take a look at the calendar.
Or refer
in the
to the calendar in the kitchen. Yeah.
Yes. Now
everyone knows.
Now we
about
know the kitchen
the command
calendar.
Center.
Yes. Yeah. Now we literally like I say to him, I'm like, have your calendar talk to my calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, passes all around, Tams.
100.
Good job.
It was fun watching it with Guido because we haven't laughed like that much together watching a TV show in a long time.
I haven't seen it in a few years. It was nice and fresh. You see my air quotes. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to see it again, and of course, it had some comedic aspects that didn't age well. Kind of like it aged like milk in some ways, but he's still the best. He's the best
you
comedic actor.
Laughed hysterically about her jugs.
Okay, so most of the inappropriate stuff was in the blooper reel. You know what I mean? And
oh yeah, just like I laugh more at the blooper reel than I did the movie. Just like with Grumpy Old Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that Jezebel when he calls Susie Kurtz a Jezebel is like,
and he
fun.
Gets it
Jezebel,
too. Like,
overactor.
There you go. Yeah. He's self-aware.
So good.
Yeah.
I also like to point out that Jennifer Tilly was nominated for an Oscar. Thank you very much.
What?
For
was
this
it Bride,
movie.
No. Was it Bride of Chucky?
No.
What, was she in Out of Africa or something?
No, she was in a Woody Allen movie.
So. She was a short-haired hottie in this movie.
Bullets Over Broadway.
Well, you know, used to be a time where, you were just, any woman was in a Woody Allen movie, they'd get a nomination.
It's very true.
So.
All right, well, Guido, let's round us out for your month, quid pro quo.
Well, I am betting that you will like the movie that I've chosen.
Whoa, see what you did there.
And I chose Casino.
Are you going to roll the dice?
I'm going to cast the dice and tell you all about Casino next week.
Where can people watch Casino?
People can watch Casino. Well, they used to could watch it on the Amazon, but in the past week it's been gone. So,
oh, really?
Congratulations, you get to buy it now. You get to own some Scorsese stuff. Good for you.
Good job.
Good for you. Well, oh, and I get to listen to all of you guys do your Italian accent.
I can't help it. For the so second I get time a pass. I'm at 50% Italian, so I reserve the right.
Well, we are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and Letterboxd. And please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can suggest a theme month on our website or by messaging us on social media. And until next week, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The Claw.
The Claw.